T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has issued guidance prohibiting the open carry of guns within 100 feet of polling places, saying it will lead to voter intimidation during the November 3rd election. Tom Lambert, legislative director at Michigan Open Carry, responded to Benson's action.
It's yet another move by the current administration here in the state of Michigan to effectively rule by executive fiat. They really don't seem to care what the laws are. They really don't seem to care what the limits on their power are. And what really shows you that that's what's going on here is if you look at the guidance from the Secretary of State, what authority does it cite? What statute? What act? It doesn't cite anything. She's just kind of pulling this out of the air and saying, I think we're going to do this.
It's the latest court decision involving the counting of absentee ballots in Michigan, and here's more from WWJ's Jason Scott.
The ruling comes down from the appeals court, which is now blocking that 14-day extension which was meant in the accepting and counting of absentee ballots in Michigan. Current state law says absentee ballots must be turned in by election night to be valid. But a recent ruling by a court of claims judge had ordered any ballots postmarked by November 2nd could be counted if they arrive within 2 weeks after the election. But Friday's ruling by the appeals court says any changes must now rest within the legislature, meaning state law and not a judge. Jason Scott, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The pandemic has changed a lot of things, including certainly politics. Mark Lane is a write-in candidate for Grosse Isle Township Clerk and says the coronavirus era rules make it harder to get a message out.
But politics in the old school used to be shake hands,
right,
and hug babies.
Well,
you can't do either of those.
No, we can't do that. Now, I'm sitting here with you. We just took our masks off at the Kroger here, the local Kroger, which is a melting pot of the island. I can't go up to talk to anybody right now. You know, unless they want to come over and talk to me, it's very difficult. You can't really knock on many doors. So again, you have to get that message across. You have to, you know, send out a mailer. You have to do a text messaging. You have to utilize social media as much as you can.
Lane says feedback is also limited to mostly social media, so it's hard to access how his write-in campaign to become Grosse Isle Township Clerk is going. Lane faces incumbent Ute O'Connor, who beat him in the primary, and current trustee Thomas Malvesto. New developments regarding the five suspects accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. WWJ's Charlie Langton reports a federal judge in Grand Rapids ruled on Friday that the case can proceed to a grand jury to decide if the suspects will face indictments and a trial.
The defense is clearly going to be that this was just loose talk, and that's what they used, loose talk and absurd. And these people were amateurs at one point in time. The defense is clearly going to show that if you really think that you're going to be able to overthrow the governor, take the governor, and then what were you going to do with the governor? Where were you going to take her? What were you going to do with her? Leave her out in a lake? And that seems to be the fence, that these are just amateurs. They just talk. They just have their guns, and that's what they like to do. They even compared it to playing paintball at one time, that these were just people that like to go out and shoot guns, and it's just like paintball, that there was no real criminal intent here. They couldn't kidnap the governor even if they wanted to because of the money.
Investigators have said the group was upset with the governor's stay-at-home restrictions put in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The third annual Sneaker Mass takes place tomorrow in conjunction with the virtual TCF Detroit Free Press International Marathon, starting at 11 o'clock Sunday morning at Saints Peter and Paul Jesuit Church at St. Antoine Street in Larned in Detroit. Sue DeCosmo, a parishioner at the church, spoke on WWJ.
It's for the athletes. And, you know, when it got started in New York, a number of the parishioners at St. Patrick's Cathedral had gone to the pastor and said, I'm running the marathon, you know, give me a blessing to get me through the race. And so that continued, as I said, through Boston, New York, Chicago, and now Detroit. So we kind of put a little, as you will, a snicker to the name and made it a blessing of the sneakers. So in essence, it's a blessing of the athletes.
A new Michigan-based rideshare service promises passengers and drivers one of the safest ride experiences possible. ZoomRide has headquarters in Dearborn, and company chairman and co-founder Balah Hashwi spoke on WWJ.
We have the panic button in the app. If someone presses 2 seconds on the panic button, automatically we will see in the office on the big screen what's going on in the car, live video and audio streaming. We will see what's going on in the vehicle. We can talk to the driver or the rider, or we can call the police authorities and inform them what's going on in the vehicle.
ZoomRide will initially provide service in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.